Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, what's up, everyone? And welcome to the 123rd episode of the K Top 10 Countdown. It's the early March edition. I'll be your host today, Zillin, and joining me is a special guest. We have my friend Spencer.
Hi, guys.
So, yeah, he'll be joining me, and we'll be talking about the songs that we'll be playing. So before we start, be sure to check out the Craze magazine. It's a monthly K-pop magazine, and if you guys ever want to catch up on like K-pop culture, on like articles about K-pop groups, like do check them out. It's at thecrazemagazine.com, and that's Craze with a K. And another announcement is that staffing positions are still available. You know, if you want to work for us, if you want to work for the K-Top 10 show, or if you want to work for the J-Top 10 show, we still have lots of positions available. Alright, one last thing before we start. Be sure to go to our website at ktop10.org to listen to our past episodes or send in song requests. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. So now let's get started. Right, Spencer?
That's right. Let's go. So coming in at number 10, we have Namowa or Come Over by Dean featuring Yerin.
So, yeah. Spencer knows how to pronounce Korean characters, which is super awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a very intuitive, it's an intuitive writing system, Hangul. It actually, you know, you can learn it probably in a few hours online. Yeah,
listen to this guy. Apparently he learned in a few hours.
Hey, you can do it too. I mean, you're the host, man.
I don't think so. I don't know. It's taking me like 12 years to learn Chinese.
Well, Chinese is so much harder. You have to memorize thousands of characters.
I guess.
Whereas here, it's something like 20. It's like 24 or something.
Only 24?
24 different. Different components of each character.
Wow.
It's actually, I think it's like 22.
So, anyways, back to the song. So, Dean has recently appeared on the SBS Radio FM show Kim Chang Rules Old School to promote his new album.
Well, and it seems like, Dean has nothing but positive things to say about Baekhyun, who featured on his album, on the song. He actually said, and I quote, "I really love Baekhyun's voice and her emotional capacity, so I asked her as a fan to feature on my title track. She was very pleased when I asked her."
Wow. Seems like they have some...
That's high praise.
Yeah, they have some off-air chemistry too.
Number 10.
Come on.
Coming in at song number 9 is The Song by Zion T. And in Korean, it's Nare. Nare?
Nare, yeah.
Nare, okay. That's great. So, apparently Zion T is a really big profession. So, during the recording process, he kept shouting, "I'm going to record again." Because he wanted to come up with the best version of his vocals. And everyone else in the studio were shaking their heads because they were comparing his perfectionist tendencies to an incurable disease. I mean, I guess it's a good disease to have.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's one that a lot of people are lacking nowadays. So, you know, good on him. And you know, I think it really shows in his music too. Like, you know, you can hear there's just a lot of subtle, you know, nuanced little bits of his songs that he really seems to. He really seems to tweak every little component.
Oh yeah, they sound super polished.
Yeah.
Oh, if you guys haven't checked it out, check out the MV for the song. MV for the song is...
It's unique, to say the least.
Yeah. That's the word I was looking for. It's very unique. Yeah. It kind of reminded me of like MC Hammer.
Yeah, in a way, it did have those 80s, maybe 90s influences.
Number 9.
Let the hands roll up. your song, your song, your song. It's your song, your song, your song. It's your song. It's your song.
So coming in at song number 8 is Spring Day by BTS. And this is a song request from Tenzin, so thank you. So how do you pronounce this in Korean?
So it's Bomnar, I think.
Bomnar.
Keep in mind that, you know, I don't actually know this that well, you know, I'm not pretending as though I do, so you know, don't be offended if, you know, if it's wrong and, you know, you actually speak Korean fluently.
Don't worry.
I don't know it all that well, but I think that's pretty close to right.
Yeah, don't worry. Nobody's gonna be offended at you for knowing more than
or,
average person.
Or less.
Yeah.
Probably less. Way less.
So BTS, they've been really popular. Like, their ARMY fanbase is probably one of the biggest fanbases in K-pop right now. And, well, in recent news, they've become the first Korean artist to enter Billboard's main album chart for the 6th time. So that's 6 times they've entered the Billboard Top 200. You know, that's amazing, I think.
Yeah, that's huge.
Like, Big Bang has not done that. Psy has not done that.
Yeah, they're the first Korean artist. Like, yeah, like, none of the, like, all the biggest names you can think of, you know, they've topped all of them.
Number 8. 보고 싶다 이렇게 말하니까도 보고 싶다 너의 사진을 보고 있어도 보고 싶다 너무 약속한 시간 나는 우리 꿈이 다 이제 어글러 보는 것조차 힘들어지니까 여기 넌 또 겨울뿐이야 8월에도 겨울이 와 마음은 시간에 달려가네 홀로 남은 설국 역사 네 손잡고 지구 반대편까지 가 겨울을 끝내봐 그리움들이 얼마나 눈처럼 내려야 그 봄날이 올까
허공을 떠드는 자 긴 먼지처럼 자기 먼지처럼 날리는 눈이 날았네 조금 더 빨리
우리가 변한 거지 뭐 모두가 그런 거지 뭐 그래 네가 네가 난 떠났지만 단 하루도 널 잊은 적이 없었지 나 솔직히 보고 싶은데 이만 너를 지울게 그게 너 원망하기보단 덜 아프네
이 날 풀어내본다 연기처럼 하긴 연기처럼 말로는 지운 다 해도 사실 난 아직 날 보내지 못하는데
Number
Song number 7 is Last Goodbye by Act On Musician. So what about this one, Spencer? How do you pronounce this one?
You give it a shot.
No idea.
Oren nar, oren bam?
Oren nar, oren bam. Okay. Yeah, sounds close enough. So this song is quite emotional. And it's made extra emotional when you realize that the older brother, Lee Chan-hyuk, is actually going to be conscripted into military service. So this song is kind of like a real life last goodbye for the duo.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, his in an interview or a Q&A session, his sister actually spoke about how she caught him basically writing this song, and I'll quote here. She says, "I saw myself. I was on my way to the bathroom when I heard sniffling noises. So I went into his room to see what was going on, and I spotted my brother playing the guitar and recording the track while crying at the same time." So they've definitely injected a lot of emotion into this particular track.
Wow.
Yeah. Particularly based on his personal experiences.
I really hope they get back together, like, after he's done his military service. Because they're a really good duo. And did you guys know Spencer has only heard about them today?
Yeah, I actually didn't know about them before.
Number 7.
우린 서로에게 깊어져 있었고 난 그게 두려워
Alright, coming in at song number 6 is Tell Me You Love Me by Bubble Again 4. So this one has a really long Korean name. Spencer, do you know how to pronounce this one?
Jeongdaego Mare, wow. I think. I hope.
That was really quick. Jeongdaego Mare. I think I butchered that one.
Well, no, I think, you know, if you butchered it, you know, we probably both did. I probably butchered all the other ones too, so I'm sorry. You know, anyone out there who actually speaks Korean.
Yeah, we're sorry. We're really sorry. In return, you guys can butcher our names.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, that's totally fine.
So this song is by an indie pop duo. And their songs are usually all very lighthearted and feel good. And this one is no exception. You know, we listened to it and we were filled with... Well, what's the word? We were filled with... I guess like cotton candy?
Well, that's interesting. I've never heard that one before. I certainly well, it was very it was lighthearted. I found it very cute.
Yes, it was very cute. Yeah. It's like a song you listen to like after a bad breakup. Something
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Not that I've ever had any.
Number 6.
Yesterday by Block B. So here's a very interesting tidbit Do you know Park Hyung scored 156 on the Mensa exam? So that means he has an IQ of 156.
Yeah, and you know, he's even said that he actually, you know, he enjoys being an idol, being a member of Block B, but you know, at the same time, he wants to actually start studying again and you know, and try living a life as a normal office worker. But I would think, dude, I mean, with an IQ of 156, well, you know, you could do more than just be an office worker.
Yeah.
No, he should, you know, he should actually go, like, you know, work in research or something.
Yeah, that'd be so much more fun.
Don't just, you know, sit back and, you know, become an accountant or something.
That's like, the ridiculous part.
That would be a waste of such a high IQ.
He literally says, in quotes, he wants to be a regular office worker.
Yeah, that's...
That's, like, he's an idol right now. And he's part of Mensa. So he can like, go on and do a lot of things, but he wants to be a regular office worker. That's what's blowing, like, our minds right now.
Yeah, that's a little bit odd. But, you know, to each their own.
Yeah, he's a good singer, so I think he should stay on Block B.
Yeah, for sure.
Number 5. 너 아닌 척하지 마 눈에 보이지만 넘어가는 걸 What did you do yesterday 고민 척하지 마 영거래지만 넘어가는 걸 What did you do yesterday What did you do yesterday Yesterday, I'm a trouble came close to me. 또 나만 허구된 청문
hey, 착하지만 눈에 보이지만 넘어가는 girl What did you do yesterday 고민 척하지만 겨운 거라지만 넘어가는 girl What did you do yesterday 넌 너가 이쁜 거라서 문제야 No 은근 슬쩍 시선 즐기는 너 불안하게 왜 그래
사진은 왜 바꾼 거야 옷은 왜 어제랑 똑같은 거야 일부러 실증 유발하는 거야 끝장내고 싶은 거야 뭐야 I don't know why I love you 심증뿐인 죽음은 본전도 못 던졌네 넌 내 머리 위 난 네 발 밑 아쉬운 쪽이 손에 모르지
마 아닌 척하지만 눈에 보이지만 넘어가는 girl What did you do yesterday 고민 척하지만 여인 거래지만 넘어가는 girl What did you do yesterday
Song number 4 is Rookie by Red Velvet.
Woo!
So this is SM's girl group, and they are super adorable.
They're very cute.
Absolutely love their music video, where, you know, some girl groups, like, you know, like 21, like, they try to be badass. And, you know, some girl groups, like, I don't know, like AOA, for example, they try to, like, pull the sexy off.
Right, yeah, like that's perhaps a big part of their image, but
yeah, but this group,
yeah, they're more about the cuteness factor.
Like they don't try to like do anything outside of their range.
Sure, and yeah, and I think they pull it off well too.
Number 4.
And we're live, produced by the colleagues. Take 1.
Yeah, alright, 땡땡이 난 고개를 들고 나를 봐 역시 루키 루키 마이 스펄 루키 루키 보이 좋아 볼 때마다 진짜 넌 내 타입 역시 루키 루키 마이 스펄 루키 루키 보이 이토록 고생 존재감 난 이미 혹시나 하는 작은 아쉬움부터 못해 즐기는 척하하 나를 웃어봐 있어 말투까지 네 옆에서 마치 아이스까지
Starting off the top three songs, we have I Will Go To You Like the First Snow by A. Lee. And this is the ninth OST for the very well-regarded K-drama Goblin, which you should all check out.
I think I might. I've never seen it before. But
yeah, me neither. No, like, we're in the middle of the semester, so neither of us have time to really watch.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe this summer.
Yeah, this
summer. Hopefully.
So Spencer, why don't you have a go at trying to pronounce this name?
Well, so it is a long title. So, you know, I think maybe trying to parse through this one might actually waste more of the listeners' time than it's really worth. So I hope, I hope you know what we're talking about when we say, "I will go to you like the first snow" by Ellie.
So we're spirit of listeners' ears. So we won't try to pronounce this one. And you guys can just listen to this song.
Number 3.
Come.
song number two is Knock Knock by Twice.
Oh yeah.
So I already know that Spencer has a lot of opinions on this song.
Well, yeah, so you know, Twice, as it turns out, was actually the first K-pop group I ever listened to. Well, okay, I ever consciously listened to. I'm sure I'd heard gateway. K-pop before that, but they were the gateway, right?
Yeah.
I'm actually quite new to the scene. It was actually early last year when they came out with their debut. My roommates actually showed the song to me, and that kind of got me hooked on K-pop as a whole.
So
oddly enough,
wow.
But
what do you think of this song, then? Where do you rank it among all Twice songs?
Honestly, I would say it's not their best comeback. I think it's good. You know, I think really, in my opinion, I would say TT has been the best comeback so far. Knock Knock is good. You know, really. Of course, you know, possibly due in part to nostalgia, short term nostalgia, but still, you know, anything that Twice puts out, you know, I like. Yeah, I'm a simple man. If you know, if it's Twice, I like it. Anyway, so this is still a great song, of course, and. You know, and the music video is fun. It's quite zany as well. You know, at one point, JYP himself actually knocks on their door.
Oh, I love that part. Yo, I love it when JYP crashes, like, music videos.
It's amazing.
Like, he doesn't give a crap.
He always, he ruins everyone's day. But, you know, honestly, I think if JYP knocked on my door, you know, I'd be quite delighted.
Oh. Yeah.
I'd welcome him in with open arms, honestly.
Definitely. Like, he's at that stage, he just doesn't give a crap. He'll ruin anyone's videos.
Yeah, he doesn't mind at all. Anyway, Knock Knock by Twice.
Yep.
Number 2.
so before we play the number one song, we have our two extras. The first one is I'm Fine by Vixen. And this is a song request from Ray. Thank you very much. So this is a really cool music video. After watching it, you know, like they, first of all, the band has really nice choreography. Also, they have a nice aesthetic with neon signs and artsy special effects, and it's really interesting, so do check it out.
I'm eating my chip밥. 손 잡으려 해도 넌 내 미로리 발. 이쁘면 다냐 그랬다겠지. 아 몰라 나 진짜 삐졌어. 네가 삐졌냐고 묻지마. Oh my god, 속탄다. 제발 누가 좀 불러줘 소방관. 미안 내 주제에 너무 말이 많아. 근데 역시 난 아무렇지 않지 않아.
그게 아니야, 나 괜찮은 척 참고 있지만. 그게 아니야, 나 웃는 게 웃는 것 같지만.
만날 때 습관처럼 척하기 힘들 때 점처럼 난 너만 보는 바보 가끔은 무너지는 너만 보겠다는 각오 사실 미소기엔 답답하고 속상해 사랑엔 공식이 없어 매일 똑같아 혹시 이런 남자가 내가 처음이니 주말 뒷거리보다 내 머리가 번쩍해
아니야 한없이 받아줄 것 같지만 그게 아니야 저 별도 닫아줄 것 같지만 사실 아니야 사아도
하는 게 낫겠다.
아무렇지 않은 척 아무것도 아닌 척 너만 보면 자신있게 난 척척하게 돼 아무렇지 않은 척 삐져도 안 삐진 척 네 앞에서 나도 몰래 난 척척척하게 돼
이번엔 진짜 안 되겠네 오늘은 진짜 안 되겠네
지금까지 기회였지만 오늘 너랑 얘기 좀 해야 됐어 넌 이건 아니야
그냥 그렇다고
Our second extra is No Worry by Scenery. And this is a song request from Nori, so thank you very much. This is the OST for My Fair Lady, and it is actually very happy-go-lucky and a cheerful tune.
Sorry, 외로운 날들 안녕. So sorry, 몰래 울었던 날들도 겁이 나. 괜히 움츠린 마음 용기를 내놔라 봐 이제 가벼운 마음으로 I'm so fine,
I'm so fine.
잘 될 거야,
잘 될 거야
나를 믿고 하니 웃어줘 너
Don't
So, rounding out our top 10 is Fine by Taeyeon, Girls' Generation.
Taeyeon, amazing voice as always.
Oh yeah.
Everyone loves her. She grew out of her horrible hairstyle, so she looks amazing.
She had a horrible Well, okay. All of Girls' Generation had a horrible hairstyle way back.
Well, way back.
They've all had a bad hairstyle at some point. They've been around for so long that there's been so many opportunities for bad hairstyles. You know, it's just there's been a high probability of having a bad hairstyle in so many years, right?
I guess when you put it like that, yeah.
But well, overall, I think on average their hairstyles have been quite good, really.
Yeah,
quite attractive.
I agree. But enough about hairstyle. So this song actually achieved a all kill, like what?
How 4 hours after its release.
Wow.
Yeah.
4 hours? Holy moly. That's ridiculous.
That's amazing.
So, you know, she, one of her quotes on her official website was, "I am very happy about this news because as much as my fans have waited for this, I've also waited long and worked hard on it. In the album, I've included songs that are suitable to listen to at any time, whether it's during the day or at night. So please enjoy the album and thank you."
It's funny, she says she's waited long. She's had double kills before, or all kills.
Yeah, I think so. Like, remember that song? Eyes.
Yeah, I think I was an all kill.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because it seems, you know, she's so popular at this point that, you know, I think anything that she releases, you know, people will quickly flock to.
I know I will.
I know I will too, yeah.
Number 1.
지쳐진 종이 조각에 담아내 나의 진심에 선명해져 Something about you. Yeah, 나를 많이 닮은 듯 다른 넌 혹시 나와 같을까 지금 괜한 기대를 해 하루 한 달 1년쯤 되면 서로 다른 일상을 살아가 나는 아니야 쉽지 않을 것 같아 여전하게도 넌 내 하루하루 채우고 아직은 아니야 바보처럼 돼 어지러운 방을 정리해 찾고 있어 something new 가끔 이렇게 감당할 수 없는 뭐라도 해야 할 것만 같은 기분에 괜히 움직이곤 해 하루 한 달 1년 그쯤이면 웃으며 추억할 거라 했지만 나는 아니야 쉽지 않을 것 같아 여전하게도 넌 내 하루하루 채우고 아직은 아니야 바보처럼 되내는 나 입가에만도 난 말을 삼킬 수 없어 It's not fine
떠올라 잘 지내란 날이 전부였던 담담한
that concludes our episode of the K-Top 10. So thank you so much for listening, guys.
And thank you very much for welcoming me as a guest on the show. I hope to see you all again, and I hope you get to hear from me again, and I'm certain you will. Next time Zillin hosts an episode,
hopefully, unless you guys like complain too much, but I know you guys won't. Like, this was really fun for us, so I hope it's really fun for you as a listener to listen.
Yeah, but let us know, what you think of this format, whether you prefer it, whether you don't necessarily like the banter as much. Feel free to leave us as much criticism as you'd like.
Yeah.
We live for criticism.
We take all the criticism you guys have, and we just print it out and put it on the wall.
Oh yeah, we guzzle criticism every day. So
so if you have anything, like any comments, any praise, any criticism, any complaints, so any sort of, like even suggestions, just go to our website at ktop10.org. We'll love it if you leave it any sort of message, positive, negative, we love that stuff.
We like to know you're listening, really. So
yep, so thank you so much for listening, guys.
Thank you very much, guys.
Zillin signing out.
Spencer also signing out.
Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.